Is that correct? It's 6 o'clock. We'll start our meeting. Just some introductions here. I'm Jeff Moritz. Tonight I'm the acting chair for the group. I'll ask, and we'll have an open this meeting to the Blackford County Planning and Zoning Committee. And I ask that its members introduce themselves, starting to my left.
Nancy Bachman, Frazee.
Phil Hansen, Becker County Commission.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Kim Madsen, Gorman Township.
John Okazin, Lakeview.
Craig Hall, Highland Township.
Harvey O. Wolf Lake.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Thank you. I'll go through, let's see, if there if anybody had a chance to read the minutes from the previous?
No minutes.
I'm sorry, there were no minutes. Okay, so we'll move along on that. This evening, the hearing protocol is introduce any old business that was set aside from a previous meeting, and I believe there's no old business. Introduce new business, which we have two orders of the business tonight. Consist of conditional use permits, a change of zone, preliminary prod approvals as necessary. I ask the applicant to step forward and introduce their application. I would ask no one from the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without first going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application, and we encourage that. After all have spoken, we'll ask the administrative staff to read any written correspondence on the application. After all spoken have spoken, we will ask the administrator to read the information. Then we will close testimony, and this board will deliberate and come forward with an action. This board is a recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. Typically, they address planning and zoning matters at 9:30, is it, Kyle?
December 16th.
This board is bound by state guidelines allowing a maximum of 60 days from the date of the application to approve or deny. If the next hearing date does not fall within the 60 days, we will need to adjudicate the application this evening. However, the applicant may table their request at any time with no additional fees. Please shut off all phones, and I think we're ready to begin.
Mr. Chair, just a note, this final plat doesn't go to County Board, it will go to Lake Eunice, which I believe is December 9th. I think that's a 7 o'clock meeting. Our first applicant of new business is Prairie Lake Investments LLC, requesting a final plat for 25 lots to be known as Prairie Lake Investments. As we talked about in the tour meeting, there's a slight change in that road placement. It's moving to the north. Very slightly, and that was due to some sight lines and a recommendation from the county engineer.
Kyle, was that completed? Was that?
No, it hasn't been adjusted yet. No.
Okay.
It's a little bit glass on there.
Okay. Mistake, yeah.
Do you want to come forward and explain where you ran, if you would, please?
Adam, with Middle Land Surveying, here with the developers. As Kyle stated, this is the final plat for Prairie Lake Estates. It consists of 25 lots. Like he said, when we took the preliminary plat to the township, they requested that we work with the county highway engineer and Apex Engineering to make sure we had good sight lines on that approach on Highmark Avenue. So we did some additional topo and worked with Apex and the county engineer, and it was decided to move it up north roughly 100 feet. The county engineer has agreed with that solution, and the township was also happy with that. So if you have any other questions, happy to answer them. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Anybody else wish to comment on this Prairie Lakes Estates?
Evening, Jeff Zeldinger, 10346 Highmark Avenue, adjacent to the plat to the south. Has some safety and general welfare concerns for future owners of the lots in the subdivision. How many lots should be allowed with only one access road? The road is steep and curving at high mark. If the road would become blocked with snow or a stuck vehicle, first responders could have issues getting in or out. Will this plan create a precedent for the number of lots allowed with only one access? The fact is, you don't know if the other proposed access road through the gravel mine area will ever get built. I would suggest you have the developer add the second access onto this plat. At the least, you could dedicate the road contingent on it being built within a number of years or a number of residences. Why not add the second planned access road to this plat?
Any questions for?
Oh, it'd be more for the developers.
Did you have one? Did you, Adam, have you thought about that, or you were, had you?
To do that, we would have to be in the plat, and I don't know how that might affect the
Okay.
I guess I do have one question. When you say setting a precedent, what precedent are you setting?
How many lots would you put into a subdivision that only has one access in or out? Is it 25? Is it 30?
It's a township road, but then a township road all over county. I mean, one that by me, East Cozy Cove, and there's 50 houses on it, just the road. That takes you down and wrap around, you know, East Cozy Cove, and you come down the loop, and there's 60 some homes there. So, I mean, the precedent isn't, I don't know what precedent we're setting, but they're building township standards, or working with the township to get this to be a township road, so this is no different than multiple township roads, countless in this county, that have dead ends along lakes that have hundreds and hundreds of residents. I'm trying to figure out the precedent.
I'm just asking about safety and welfare of the general public.
That's what we're going to do here, so we're not. What I'm saying is, are we setting a precedent or are we not?
Well, I asked the question, are you setting one where?
I think it was already said, honestly, to the west, we just commented them. Meadows Lane had, which is adjacent to this parcel, is 20 lots on one.
Well, I mean, East Cozy Cove.
And then if you go right to the north of that, it's Cornwall Meadows. That looks to be about another dozen. And then if you go a little bit north of that, you're going to the Meadows of Becker County, and that looks to be probably another 20 as well. And that's, as the crow flies, half a mile away.
The only reason I reference Cozy Cove or East Cozy Cove is because that's where I live.
East Highland, we've got this issue. If you go up on Island Lake, it's the same thing. It goes in and out, and it just, you know, it's kind of a wrap around.
Or even Rock Lake, where the developer that's built on the point, how many accesses and properties, it's one way in, one way out.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you go across the lake.
Yeah. I live on a road. I'm near the end of it, and there's 20-some parcels to the county road. It's a dead-end road. So it's maybe not the absolute best. Sure, nice if, but no, it doesn't always work that way. So.
Well, that's planning, I guess. You never have any issues getting in or out. Snow bugs up, somebody gets stuck, backs everybody up. First responders don't have any problems.
Yeah, I mean, Meadow Circle is across from me, right?
I'm sorry?
You live on Tanglewood, right?
Yep, Tanglewood.
Maple Lodge Road. Across from that is the Meadows of Becker County. That's 27 lots with the same one loop, one entrance.
Yeah, I think if it's plowed, it should be no issue.
And I mean, I've had times years back when kids needed to go to the emergency room in the middle of a blizzard, and was able to get out. The township came and opened the road up for me.
on county or state falls in anywhere, you request them, they'll come.
Yeah, if there's an emergency, they will come.
You ask the county, I gotta get here, they'll get there. Might not be timely, but they'll get there.
Well, they will do their very best.
Right, do their very best.
Yeah. So, anything else you wish to add?
Secondly, I recommend access denial be shown on the plat for Lot 1, Block 1, and Lot 1, Block 2, where the site distances dictate for safety and for clarity of the new owners purchasing those lots and the benefit of the township board in granting accesses to Highmark. Why not add access restrictions?
That would be a township thing. They can deny the access. The township can, right?
Yes, and it's going.
It's their road, so we don't want to tell them what to do. They feel the access is safe, right?
They'll make that decision on the night if they don't want it.
Well, or when somebody buys it.
Right.
No, you can't have it, or yes, you can. I mean, if I was going to buy the property, I'd say, I'm only going to buy this. I'm going to go to the township and check if I can get an access up the township road or this township road.
Yeah, I believe Lake Eunice has a township approach permit process.
Right.
Like Lake Eunice.
And a buyer could make it contingent, right? I don't know why not, I mean.
There's already site distance issues right there. That's why the main road was moved to the top of the hill. For clarity for the township, why not just add access restriction where the site distance dictates?
But it's not our highway to do that, though. That's the township's to do that.
Okay, hold on.
If it was a Becker County road, we should be doing that here.
I'm going to show the township.
Taking Jonah and Mr. Olson's, you know, recommendations into account. But here, I mean, township, do they consult it out or do they use their expertise that they have in their township?
Right, do something to bring up at their meeting.
Yeah, their meeting needs to be addressed.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Are the roads done out there? Are they finished or?
They just need to be gravelled, in my knowledge.
Just need to be gravelled?
Cut.
And then the road adjusted to,
correct,
to go up and.
Yeah, that last leg.
I was out there a week ago and drove the road and they looked, they're built nice. The only thing lacking is good surface gravel.
Okay.
And that'd be a township issue too once you finally decide to take it over.
And just one other thing on your letter you sent out here. It says interested parties are invited to submit written facts, arguments, or objectives. Shouldn't that be objections instead of objections or objectives?
Do you have any objections other than what you mentioned?
No, I don't have any objections.
It could be just an error from the perspective, but it did lead your points of discussion that because of that text, or just correcting the text on that? Is that your point?
The first letter I got, I saw that, and I'm wondering, what are the objectives? And
objectives is a goal. You know, it's a goal, so that's not necessarily wrong.
I'm invited to submit facts, arguments, or objectives. I don't know what my objective would be. I would think it should be objections, really.
Well, it said that the dictionary definition is a thing aimed at or sought. So if you were seeking something, as you just addressed us with.
Right, so I think that's trying to be neutral, right? Because objectives could be positive or negative, right? Objections, and not everything's negative in this county. Even though we sometimes feel that way when it comes to development, but not everything's negative. So that's what that's trying. That, in my opinion, that's what I would read that, but I'm not an attorney either.
We'll run it by him.
You have to have Brian McDonald tell you if it's an objection, objective.
Honestly, Jeff, I don't think that paper has been altered in probably, I don't know. I've been here 10 years and it ain't been touched.
I remember the first letter I got and I saw that and I thought, well, that's funny. What are objectives? And I asked you about it, but.
I
thought I'd bring it up again.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you, then.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to comment, please come forward. Anybody in the audience wish to comment? No, I think we'll close testimony. We can discuss this amongst ourselves.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. I'll call for a vote. Those in favor signify by raising your hand. Those opposed, same sign, and that motion carried. Thank you for that.
Second. Good.
I'm good with that one.
Yeah.
You good to go? Second applicant is Vertical Bridge on behalf of Becker County Tax Forfeiters, requesting a conditional use permit to construct a 255-foot self-support cellular tower with a 10-foot lightning rod.
Good evening. Excuse me. My name is Alex Truman. I'm here representing Vertical Bridge. This is a partnership project with Verizon Wireless, and really what this is driven by is just a lack of coverage and capacity in that part of the county. We've seen a large increase in network demand as more people are utilizing a lot of the land out there for recreational uses, a lot of access from the city, more people just moving to the rural areas permanently. So this is really to be able to fill in that coverage and capacity city gap that is in the network to be able to provide adequate service, emergency responses, and just an overall better quality of service to the residents that live in the county and require that for their daily lives.
Any questions for Alex?
No, I think it's well needed up in that area.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We need a few more up there.
Yeah, it's a tough area. There's definitely plans to continue to expand it. The demand is just exponentially increasing more and more. You know, the last thing these younger generations are using their phones for is to make phone calls. It's so much data-driven network demand that capacity has become a big issue. So we're really pushing to be able to come in and fill in those areas to be able to provide the service, because it's just cell phones aren't a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. It's a part of life. I mean, the majority of all 911 calls coming from cell phones now. The amount of people are out, you know, in the backwoods doing recreational four-wheeling, snowmobiling, etc., hunting. It's just really a necessity to be able to provide this service to the community.
Sure.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. I would just like to note that I'll be abstaining from this vote.
Okay. Tell me
why you don't drive this one. I mean, your mustache will be.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Not. I'll call for a vote. Those in favor, raise your hand. Those opposed, and that motion carried.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Everybody's in a hurry.
Church tonight. Wednesday. Okay. Evan.
Did everybody see the full moon today? 0 degrees in that beautiful bright moon.